How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. That's Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, wherever you're consuming content, be sure to go give me a follow over there. On today's episode, we are going to be discussing the hot streak that the Philadelphia Eagles defense has been on, especially over the six-game winning streak, you know, since the bye week and things of that nature. If you are new to the show, thank you for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. So thank you guys, as always, for doing that for me. The Philadelphia Eagles in 2024, they have had a complete turnaround under defensive coordinator Vic Fangio as compared to last year's shit show with Sean Desai and Matt Patricia and whoever else was in the mix last season when everything was going to hell and spiraling and Sirianni switched coordinators midseason and what have you. But this year, especially since the bye week, has been a revelation of the things that this defense has done. I remember the first couple weeks before the bye week, and we were all thinking like, oh man, we finally got Fangio in here. We got the mastermind. We've had the Fangio clones. We've had the Desai's and the Gannons over the years. Now we have the actual thing. Let's see what it's about. And a lot of us were thinking it's more of the same with the way this defense was looking. I know, especially in that Bucks game, they had like 10 missed tackles, giving up short passes, playing soft coverage, giving up 10 yards in cushion. And we were all sitting there like, oh no, man, what are we doing? This is going to be no different than last season. But boy, have they turned it around over this winning streak. Taking a look at last season, with everything that was going wrong, the Eagles defense was allowing 356 total yards per game. That was 26th in the NFL. They were allowing over 25 points per game, 30th in the NFL, and they were allowing over 250 passing yards per game, 255 per seven. That was also third to last in the NFL. Fast forward to 2023 with new people in place. You have Vic Fangio as defensive coordinator. You have Christian Parker, who deserves a lot of recognition. We'll talk about him a little later. You have Bobby King, who has made all pros out of these linebackers, out of Zach Bonds, and is the orchestrator of N'Kobe Dean's breakout year. We have Bobby King in the mix, and with all them having their hands in this Eagles defense, they are now one of the top ranked, actually the top ranked defense in the NFL so far in 2024. They are allowing 273 total yards per game, first in the NFL. That is damn near just the passing yards they allowed last year. They're only allowing 270 total yards. They are allowing 17.9 points per game. That is sixth in the NFL. And they are only allowing 173.2 passing yards per game, that second in the league, second to only the Tennessee Titans defense. And do you know who is leading that defense? Denard Wilson. And it's no shock, because a lot of us and a lot of the corners, I know when it was Slay, when Denard Wilson was here, and CJ in 2022, before he had left for that spell, where we were all voicing their desire to have Denard Wilson lead this defense. He did an exceptional job with the Baltimore secondary when he went over there as defensive backs coach, and now they're struggling without him. And now as he's in Tennessee as the defensive coordinator over there, he has the number one passing defense. So shout out to Denard Wilson. We knew you were great. I think a lot of the players on the Eagles roster knew you were great, and you're showing it now in Tennessee. So very happy for Denard Wilson. But right underneath him is this Eagles defense, only allowing 173 passing yards per game. The defense this season is also top five in red zone percentage as compared to 29th last season. If an offense got into the red zone last year, they were basically scoring. The touchdown field goals, they were getting points if they got to the red zone. That is not the case this season. Teams are only scoring 46% of the time when they get into the red zone against the Philadelphia Eagles. Far cry from last season. Over the six-game win streak, the Eagles, 22 sacks, first in the NFL. Only 11.3 total points per game, first in the NFL. 211.3 total yards allowed per game, first in the NFL. 130.7 passing yards per game, first in the NFL. 80.6 rushing yards allowed per game, also first in the NFL. And on top of all of that, they have 11 takeaways. That is sixth in the NFL over their six-game win streak. Those are five categories I just gave you guys, or four, one, two, three, four categories I gave you guys that the Eagles are ranked number one in over the six-game win streak. Total points, total yards, passing yards, rushing yards. Ranked first in the NFL. This defense is now in the elite category, and we didn't think that was going to be the case with the way the year started. The Eagles have given up just 14 passes of 16-plus yards in the last 6 weeks, the fewest in the NFL. They've given up just 10 runs of 10-plus yards, the second fewest in the NFL. They don't even let big plays happen anymore. The big thing in Fangio's scheme is keep everything in front of you. Don't let anything go over your head, and they're not even giving up runs either. They're not giving up big runs. They're not giving up big passes. Big plays, explosive plays, are hard to come by against this defense. And the most exciting thing about this defense is they are so young. So young. 7 of their 11 starters on defense are 25 or younger. Jalen Carter, 23 years old. Nolan Smith, 23 years old. Quinyon and DeJean, both rookies. Nakobe Dean, 23 years old. Zach Bond, given the Eagles extend him, which I assume they will, 27 years old in his prime. This defense is, if they keep this up, and they have the longevity, and this year isn't just an anomaly, they are set up for the future. They are set up to be elite for the next however many years, keeping these guys together. Assuming Quinyon gets better, DeJean gets better, Nakobe Dean is molding into the guy we watched at Georgia. Jalen Carter, no longer gassed, has no played every single snap last week on defense. He's an Iron Man now. Really, really honed in on his conditioning this offseason. He made that a focal point of the summer to work on his conditioning so he can be out there for more snaps. He played every single one. Vic Fangio just had a press conference a few minutes ago and said that he's been out there for majority of the snaps all year. The reporters asked him what goes into it. He said he's been doing it all year. What's the difference between 90% and 100%? He's been doing it all year. He played 100% of the snaps on Thursday night against the Commanders. Amazing, considering the things that were said about him in college. Nolan Smith coming into his own. I said on the last pod, a lot of people were saying things about Georgia players in general. Nolan Smith over the summer being undersized, but that athleticism and that speed is offsetting that size. Compare his last season to this year. Last year, he only had 18 tackles, just one sack, one tackle for loss. This year, 10 games in, 24 tackles, four tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. He is molding into a perennial edge rusher. We were all trying to figure out who was going to fill that role with Hassan Reddick gone. We obviously had high hopes for Bryce Huff. That has since changed, but Nolan Smith has helped fill that void. I'm excited to see the things that he does moving forward.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I want to give Christian Parker his flowers for the work that he has done with this Eagles secondary. Prior to this, he was in Denver, where he molded Patrick Surtain into the all-pro player that he is today. Spent 2 years as a quality control coach with the Packers, working with Jaire Alexander. So he has experience working with these elite defensive backs. So when he came here, I figured, like, all right, he's going to be able to do something with the secondary room. He's worked with high-profile names. Let's see what he does when he gets here. Even Darius Slay, young corners aside, Darius Slay has been impressive over the six-game winning streak. He's allowed only 7 catches on 17 targets, has only given up 92 yards, hasn't given up a touchdown, has 5 pass breakups over that span. Quinyon and Cooper DeJean have yet to give up a touchdown this year. I'm scared to mention his name because I hope guys like Christian Parker and guys like Bobby King, I hope teams aren't paying attention so they can stay here. I don't want them to leave. That's the issue when you have success. These coaches, they get recognized and they go and get bigger jobs somewhere. I'm hoping Christian Parker doesn't get picked up next year as a defensive coordinator. He deserves it, but I want him to stay in Philadelphia and continue to develop these young elite corners that we have. Exceptional work he has done. Look at the noticeable differences of this defense with Bobby King and Christian Parker in place. Nicholas Moreau and Zach Cunningham were getting substantial snaps last season in starting roles. Now we have a healthy N'Kobe Dean and a Zach Bond that we had no idea even had this in him. You go from James Bradbury to Quinyon Mitchell. Bradbury's still on the roster, by the way. I tend to forget that he's here, but he is on the roster. You go from Avante Maddox and friends, Bradley Roby and whoever else was being thrown into the nickel last year, to Cooper DeJean. This defense, the things this defense is doing, I didn't even foresee it. And the Eagles really wanted to bring Vic Fangio in here. He would have been here last year if it wasn't for the whole Gannon stuff, and then Miami grabbed him, and it was just weird last year. And now they got his man, and we saw why. It was worth the pursuit. Vic Fangio has been as advertised. These young players are thriving under him, and he's not scared to throw these players into the fire. The Jalen Carters, the N'Kobe Deans, the Nolan Smiths, 2 young corners. Like, from the rip, he said Quinyon's going to play a lot of snaps. And from week one, he started every game. He started week one and never looked back. Even when players get hurt, when Slay comes out and Isaiah Rodgers goes in the game, Isaiah Rodgers is holding his own too. The safeties, can't say enough about the safeties. Reed Blankenship, I've mentioned it before with his clutch takeaway. CJ Gardner-Johnson, who was missing tackles left and right at the beginning of the year, he has come around. There was people saying that CJ, I don't know, CJ's not looking the same as he did when 2022. He's not looking the same as he did his first go-around when he was here in Philadelphia. His missed tackle rate has gone down exponentially, CJ Gardner-Johnson. Gardner-Johnson hasn't missed a single tackle during this 6-game winning streak. Gardner-Johnson has allowed just 8 receptions on 14 targets for 99 yards and 1 touchdown. He's had 2 picks and 3 pass breakups over the 6-game winning streak. This secondary is disruptive. They're getting after the ball, and they're getting takeaways. We didn't know when the takeaways were going to come, but they do come in bunches. That was not a fabrication when Vic Fangio said they come in bunches. They have been. 11 takeaways over the 6-game winning streak. That is 6th in the NFL. I think Christian Parker deserves a lot of credit for the things that the secondary is doing. I don't know what was going on last year between Desai and the Matt Patricias and whatever else have you. But bringing in Christian Parker, bringing in Bobby King, that has transformed this defense. We give a lot of credit to the players and the development that they've got, but these coaches have been a main reason for why the development is happening at the pace that we are seeing. And I think age has a lot to do with it. Last season, I was saying that I think last year was a bad combination of aging players and players that weren't ready. You had the Kevin Byards, and I'm not saying that he was bad. He was thrown into a bad situation, but you had the Kevin Byards and the Bradley Robies and James Bradbury, who clearly lost a step, and just players that weren't ready. N'Kobe was hurt. You were throwing young guys into positions that they weren't ready for. A year later, these players have matured, and there's a better mixture of youth and veteran. on this roster. Nolan Smith, when he got a sack last year, ran right to Brandon Graham because we were saying that we're hoping that Nolan Smith takes the Brandon Graham trajectory when he like as far as development is concerned, because Brandon Graham took several years. He was constantly being compared to Earl Thomas. Everybody wanted Earl Thomas, and we got Brandon Graham, and he was constantly being compared to that. And he took a long time to develop, but then he came around, and now he's a legend in this city for having the most historic play in history on that strip sack on Tom Brady. Nolan Smith is kind of taking a similar path to Brandon Graham as far as that concerned, and now he's producing, and Nolan Smith has 3.5 sacks over his last 6 games. I'm excited about the things the defense is doing. I think that the Rams will be a big test. We'll talk about key matchups on Thursday for Puka and Cooper Kupp and Kyren Williams. We'll see what they do against a plethora of those guys. The Rams have been banged up for a lot of the year, but they're healthy now. They kind of have the offense at full strength. We'll see what they do against them. I mentioned the Lions yesterday. I was talking about how they're destined pretty much to face each other in a looming championship game. I think that if anybody can nullify and slow down that Lions offense, it's this Eagles defense, who are coming on strong since the bye week. No cracks you can find. They have playmakers at all three levels of the defense, from defensive line, Jalen Carter, to middle of the defense with Dean and Zach Bond, to the back end, Quinyon, DeJean, Reed, CJ, all making plays. If you told me at the beginning of the year that this defense would have no visible holes, no visible weaknesses come week 11, week 12, I wouldn't believe you. Because we were still iffy about linebacker. We were saying we had the weakest linebacker room in the league, even when Devin White was here. And now they have one of the two best linebackers, as far as like PFF grades and all that go. We have one of the two best linebackers in the game right now. Can't be more excited for the way this defense has played since this bye week. Now, I understand the competition is a factor here. You're playing Deshaun Watson and Cooper Rush and Trevor Lawrence and some really bad quarterbacks. So those stats can be misleading, I get. But no matter who would play, they played a prolific Washington Commanders offense last Thursday. We'll see what happens when they play the Rams. We'll talk key matchups on Thursday so we can get prepared for that game coming up on Sunday night. And we'll see what else this week has for us. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this edition of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews. Rate 5 stars. Appreciate you guys for always doing that. Be sure to follow me, Victor Williams, over at the Philly Pod on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, X, Threads, Blue Sky, wherever you're at. Be sure to give me a follow and stay up to date with all the content and writing and podcasts of the future. I'll get up here tomorrow to talk about, I'm not sure what the topic is going to be, but I will be here tomorrow to discuss whatever topic it is. And then Thursday, we will talk key matchups for Eagles versus Rams. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.